I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend, you have the perfect opportunity to do something with your kids. I'll tell you more about it when we return.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
Remember your first hunting trip? Chances are it was squirrel hunting with your dad. That's the way Jim Evans of the DNR remembers it.
We didn't have much in the way of deer to hunt, and especially over in this country, the squirrels was the number one game animal in the state for years and years. And a lot of young hunters started hunting squirrels with an old 410 shotgun or something like that. And a single shot 22, maybe.
Well, the DNR hopes to recapture the magic of that first hunt with this Saturday's youth squirrel hunt.
Around the nation, we've discovered a separate season where somebody can take a young child out hunting is a very effective tool that to introduce them to the sport. So it seems to be if you start the season a day or a week before the regular season, adults are more apt to take the youth out.
Well, it's not the best time for squirrel hunting success since we're still fairly early in the fall, but Evans adds it does offer other advantages to the timing of the season with the first Saturday in October.
It's a season just dedicated for them alone, so they don't have to compete with adults, and it works out very well that way. Of course, the days are mild in early fall like this, and you don't have to worry about exposing a young child to some bad weather, too.
Children must be under the age of 14 and accompanied by a licensed adult who is not allowed to carry a firearm. Evans says use the opportunity to teach some valuable woodsmanship skills.
Safe handling of a gun is number one, and how to pick your shots and when you can shoot and when you can't shoot. Where does squirrel hunt? Habits of squirrels? Where's the a good place to squirrel hunt. You can have whole nature lessons afield with a young child like that. It's very eager to learn, and it's a very educational experience for the youth.
It's happening this Saturday statewide across the Mountain State. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.